/? Well, actually, to answer that question, you have to go back in time. Way back in time. Way, way, way back in time. All the way back to MS-DOS 1.0. See, MS-DOS 1.0 was modeled after a previous operating system named CPM. And it turns out many of the design concepts in CPM actually come from an even earlier set of operating systems done by Digital Equipment Corporation. Digital Equipment Corporation used /as their command line switch character. And so that got carried forward into MS-DOS 1.0. They adopted the /character as the command line switch character. And that worked great until MS-DOS 2.0, when all of a sudden they added directories. Now, what do you do about directory separator characters? Well, the logical choice is to use what Unix did and the /character. Except the /character, that was already used for switches. So what do you do? /, because it's a slash, and //, it works great, right? So /, became the directory separator character, /, stayed the command line switch character, and everything was great. Except, turns out there's a lot of developers who really, really wanted to use /, as a directory separator. So they added an undocumented config.sys command line switch to change the switch character for the internal apps from /, to -, and then the path algorithm understood that you could use a /, and all of a sudden, well, it worked. But of course, that was then. So why? 40 years ago, Digital Equipment made a choice, and we are still seeing the consequences of that choice today.